gonna try the potato salad at that shindig.
gamla. On a warm summer's evening, on the train bound from nowhere, I met up with the gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness, till boredom overtook us and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what their cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see your outer faces. For a taste of your whiskey, I give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. And then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. He said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold it, know when to fold it, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw in and knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And then somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold it, know when to fold it, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money while sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money while sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done. You got to know when to hold, walk away, know when to run. You never count your money while sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to Out of the Void here at around 2:12 in the morning, Montreal. And tonight's a very, very special episode. I'm sitting at this table with some very, very beautiful individuals. Just heard some great music with them. But first, I'll have everyone introduce themselves. Who do I got to my right?
Hi, everybody. Ricky's here. I hope everybody's having a great night.
Hell yeah.
Across the table from me.
Hello, my name's Ben. I'm sitting over here, got myself a hard sell Z, and I'm feeling okay.
Oh, he's feeling okay. Sure he is.
We have a very special guest with us tonight.
The most special guest I think that's ever been on this show out of all the guests I've had. And I've had quite a few guests on the show. I like to have guests talk about whatever they do. And this one has a lot that he does. Who do I have sitting across the table from me right there?
Yes, Yabuno.
Yabuno.
And I want to say good morning to Montreal and everybody around the globe. We are jumping in with the show Out of the Void. Love you guys, kindness, and keep it positive always, because this show is a positive show. Yabuno said so.
Wow, hell thank yeah. you, Yabuno. Thank you.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Yabuno, very close friend of mine. He's a good friend of this show. He's been here for quite a while. We met a few years ago. That's a whole other story that we could get into on this show. But I'll give a little bit of an intro about this guy, or he could give it himself. Yabuno is a reggae artist here in Montreal. Has a clothing line, Rust the Line JRT, he's been working on for 22 years. You want to give a little bit of yourself right now, real quick?
Okay, I'm a Jamaican born. Come to Canada. I was born and grow in Jamaica. Come to Canada, Montreal, Quebec. Decided to start my own clothing line. Me know wear Rockaway. Me know wear Tommy Hilfiger. What gear do me wear? Rasta line pa me head, Rasta line on me feet. Mama for son, don't you know, say me sweet. Sweeter than the sugar that go in your tea. Yes. I Rasta line at the mic MC. I Rasta line intelligently. Anywhere me go, people talk about me. I am the DJ with the master degree. Intelligently that me run the man like Ricky. And Zach, the people choice.
Hey, people's
every
choice.
Time.
And Ben.
Thank you, Yabuno.
Hey, the people's choice.
What, you again?
Ben.
And Ben. Ben is in the house too. Sorry, Ben. Man like Ricky, house. Zach, and Ben, the people's choice.
The people's choice. Yeah, well, tonight's going to be a really special episode.
It's so nice to have you.
And it's really nice to have you here after all this time. Yabuno. Sorry, I turned off a mic for a sec. Fucking technical glitch. But Yabuno's been listening to our show for quite a while. He's a day one. When I started off with CKUT back in 2020, he was our first fan. Called in on one of my first episodes. I was advertising for some orange julep. And I gave the numbers to the CKUT station. It's 514-448-4013 for anyone that's curious and wants to call. 514-448-4013.
Call and ask Yabuno any questions.
You could call and ask Yabuno any questions. But anyways, I gave the number out and I said, hey, the first person that calls on this line, I'm going to buy you an orange julep, a jug of it. You know, you deserve it. If you're listening to our show right now, which I was doing from 4 to 6 a.m. at the time, William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. It's pretty late. Didn't know anyone was out there, but right away, started getting a call. See the phone blinking green. What do I know? It's Yabuno. And he just wants his orange julep. And now here we are all these years later, still friends. He was tuned in every week when I was doing William Shatner's Whiskey Tears from 4 to 6 a.m. Very loyal fan. He's been tuned in every week for Out of the Void. And we've shared some beautiful moments together, listened to some great tunes together, and had some great, great life conversations, philosophical conversations, just conversations about anything. This guy is the best. And I'm stoked to have him here. And we're going to have a real good time with him tonight.
Yes, Zach, thank you for that, you know what I mean? Highly greetings like that, you know what I mean? But that night, you know what I mean, I was home, and I hear this show was playing, you know what I mean? And they were playing some big tune. I said, I wish, you know what I mean, show that, you know what I mean? And then I hear the Zach came on the phone and he gave a phone number and I just call in, you know what I mean? I call in and when I hear Zach's voice on the phone, I was like, okay, this guy's a cool guy, you know what I mean? I was starting to talk, you know what I mean? And just like that, you know what I mean? Everything started to flow because good soul always find time to commune.
Exactly.
And it was all about good soul, you know what I mean?
Nah, and the connection was made, and here it is to this day.
Seal, yeah, it's sealed forever. Exactly. Good friendship that will never end, you know what I'm saying?
Bruno's, you become a good friend, you know?
And Ricky too, yeah, you know what I mean?
Ricky's been around since then.
I should mention
also.
Now after that initial meeting, I was working in the old port, and I saw you, Bruno, just by chance, and I mean, I've been seeing him every week since. So it's, you know, it's been 2 years now that every time I go to work, Yabuno's there, and yeah, you just become a part of my life, Yabuno, and it's such a pleasure.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You know what I mean. I see Zach very, like, you know what I mean, 3-4 times a week in the old port because I live there, and Zach. No, Ricky, I mean, I get the two guys, them, you know, confused because they are too good soul, you know what I mean, and too close friend. But Ricky, I saw him like 4 times a week because he works in the old port, and I'm always in there because I live there, and we started to talk a lot. And, you know what I mean, good soul, I said, good soul always find time to commune. Ricky's a good soul. Zach is a good soul, and Ben is a good soul. So we all here are the unity of good soul that go to spread some love and send some blessing out on the airway to everyone who listening. Receive a blessing because it's going to be a blessing show.
Oh, yeah.
Bless you. We love you. Yeah. Kindness always.
Kindness thank always. You. Thank you. And we already started the show on a pretty strong note. I mean, Yabuno gave me a song recommendation. I played 2 tracks I wanted to play, which were Poxa by Cortex and Muna by Amadou and Mariam. But then Yabuno came in with the 3rd track, which was the absolute banger that started the show, honestly. Yeah. I've never heard a track like that, a country reggae track. And those who listen to the show know that I'm in a pretty big country phase right now and have been playing a lot of country. But this guy brought his own flavor to the country that I'm listening to. Yeah. And he played The Gambler by Busy Signal. Sick track. That was really, really dope. I don't know. I didn't even know country reggae existed before.
No.
Did you know that it existed before that track? Is there any other country reggae?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a few more country reggae. You know, we know us guys who born in Jamaica, we go all out, you know what I mean? We touch all the music side, you know what I mean? Jazz, reggae, hip-hop, blues, you know what I mean? Yeah, so there's a few more.
Hell yeah.
I could give you guys a little more, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
We should play some more tonight.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Before we do that, we should play some of your tracks.
Yeah.
Get the people ready for what they're about to
it's
experience
a blessing.
Tonight. We should play some of your tracks okay. And just talk about it later. Anything you want to play right now?
Yeah, I would like it to play Uh-Huh.
Uh-Huh. Let me
pull it up.
New
album.
On Liberation?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Off your new album. Tell us about that new album while I find it.
Well, you know what I mean? This new album, you know what I mean? And the name is Liberation. Because, you know what I mean? I wanted people them to be free out of captivity, free out of mental slavery, and free in their soul. Because, you know what I mean? I love to see every human being to be free and happy. So any song I write is about uplifting of the human race. You know what I mean? The human race is something special. It's a creature that, a creation that we have to give love always and uplift each other and make sure say, each and every one of us are in good frame of mind or mindset of good peace in the soul. That's what this song is all about, unity and strength to the people.
Hell yeah.
Well said, Yabuno.
Well then let's listen thank to you. It and let's talk about it after. You got any shout outs you want to make before we go into the music?
Yeah, thank you, Zach, Ricky,
Ben.
I want to send out, you know what I mean, a special request. It's so hurt. I'm hurting right now because I have a friend who have cancer in Winnipeg, and she's doing very, very bad at this moment. So I'm sending out healing light to this station, so she may be healed and cured from cancer because she has a good soul, and I'm asking everyone who's listening to send some vibration to her way. Her name is Rachel McDonald. So people, let us send some special energy flow to this lady. From the head of her, the crown of her head, and to the bottom of her feet. Let us send healing energy light to Rachel. Thank you.
Thank you, Ibuno. And yeah, everyone out there, send that healing light to Rachel. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's Out of the Void here at 2:23 in the morning. And we're about to hear some more from Ibuno. Here's Aha. We'll be back on the mic real soon.
Aha. Aha, aha, aha. The agenda is to separate us, but it's not gonna work because we have love. Yes, we have love. Every second, every minute, glory. Jamaica, 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 me love you, me love you, me love you, Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you. You are me mommy, my mommy, my mommy king, Italy, and me daddy, me daddy, me daddy. Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you, Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you. Out of many one people, we are your chosen children of me spinning around. On around, on around, on around. No matter where I go, you will always be the first light I see. Jamaica, Jamaica, Jamaica. First light I see.
Jamaica, Jamaica.
Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you. Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you.
You are me mommy, my mommy, mama me king, Edley and me daddy, me daddy, me daddy.
Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you. Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you. Out of many one people, we are your chosen children. A beach party on the west coast, a beach party on the north coast. Everyone is so fine, having such a good time. Party with the Jamaican military band. Party with the Jamaican military band. In the 14 parishes in Jamaican Island.
In the middle of the Caribbean
Jamaica,
Sea.
Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you. Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you.
You are me mommy, my mommy, my mommy king. Edley and me daddy, me daddy, me daddy.
Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you. Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you. Out of many one people, we are your chosen children.
Spanish Town was the first capital of JA. Now you know, Kingston me born, Kingston me grow. Kingston me born, Kingston me grow. Spanish Town is where my ancestor blood flow.
Spanish Town know the whole world know.
Spanish Town, you always on the go.
Always on the go.
Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you. Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you.
You are me mommy, my mommy, my mommy king. Edley and me daddy, me daddy, me daddy. Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you. Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you.
Out of many one people,
we are your chosen children.
Taste and smell the fresh air that come from the hills and valley. Coconut water and honey make you don't feel bummy. Bread takes in places and scenery from coast to coast, pure greenery. No, you can't deny it. Jamaica is the place to be.
Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you.
Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you.
You are me mommy, my mommy, my mommy king. Edley and me daddy, me daddy, me daddy.
Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you. Jamaica, me love you, me love you, me love you.
Out of many one people, we are your chosen children.
Woo! Yeah.
We could bring in the morning, girl, if you wanna go there. together, just sharing the night together, just sharing the night together, sharing the night together, sharing the night together, sharing the night together.
Thank you. crying. Crying never did nobody no good, no how. That's why I don't cry. That's why I don't cry. Sometimes does somebody some good somehow. That's why I'm laughing now. That's why I'm laughing. Did me no good, no how, no how. That's why I can't love you now. That's why I can't love you. Never did nobody no good, no how, no how. So why am I lying now? So why am I lying now? So why am I?
Coming in off of a very, very nice, sweet track with another sweet track in the background. It's 2:42 in the morning. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, Out of the Void. Very special episode here with Yabuno tonight. And we just shared the night together, listened to some good tracks together. And here we are for a nice little conversation. How you doing, Yabuno?
Oh, fantastic, you know what I mean? There's good company, you know what I mean? Ricky, Ben, and Zach, the people's choice.
The people's choice.
So I have to be feeling good. I run good company like this, you know?
What does the people's choice mean?
It means that, that the choice of the people that want you guys to be who you have to be. That's the people's choice. You guys is the new generation who going to change this way of thinking. The people choice. The people want you guys to take over. Zach, Ricky, and Ben.
Hell
the
yeah.
People choice.
Nice.
Just like that.
Hell yeah. And yeah, we just heard a good track that you made also. It's what we first played when we got off the mic. We heard a
A
track that you had off Liberation. You really wanted to play it.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
You know what I mean? This track, you know what I mean, I was, you know what I mean, in the country one day, and, you know what I mean, I was in deep, you know what I mean, agitation deeply, and, you know what I mean, I started to write, you know what I mean, and it was like, and as I'm a freedom fighter, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was observing what's happening in the universe, in the world, you know what I mean? And I see lots of people try to, you know what I mean, separate the people, you know what I mean? Saying things that, you know what I mean, join, tearing us apart, you know what I mean? So I just do the song. The agenda is to separate us.
And your agenda is to bring us together.
Absolutely right, you know what I mean? I'm all about unity for the humanity. Unity for the humanity. That's what I'm all about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when time I see anything that, you know what I mean, gonna destroy our creation, I have to, you know what I mean, have some positive things to put into it that it could show another side of what happening, you know what I mean? Another side of the opposite of what they're doing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because we all about love, you know what I mean? I live for love and I will die for love, you know what I mean? As I said before, I'd rather to die as a freedom fighter than to live as a slave or a sheep, you know what I mean? That's the choice I make.
You know? Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know what
and
mean?
It's been clear like that since day one, since I've met you, you know? It's the message that's stuck, and you're consistent with your message.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I make a stand since I was a kid, you know what I mean? I make a stand that, you know what I mean? And the children is the future, and humanity is here for a reason, you know what I mean? So I like, you know what I mean, technology, but I prefer humanity over technology, because, you know what I mean, humanity is the foundation of the creation. So at the end of the day, it's all about human.
Hell yeah.
It's all about the beans.
Definitely. Well, you just said something really interesting. Caught my attention that I wanted to ask you. And you said you've had these thoughts since you're a child. What brought that awakening to you, these thoughts as a child? How did you come to these realizations so young?
Well, you know what I mean, as a kid, I born in Jamaica, Kingston. And there was a lot of violence going on as a kid, you know what I mean? So my dad died. I was 8 years old. So my third eye open. You know what I mean? And into my heart, it was all about love, you know what I mean? I just love human, you know what I mean? I just love to see every being be a being and happy and live their life, because it's only one life, you know what I mean, we have to live. So it's the best way to do is to live it real and kindly and always, you know what I mean, know that we are all special being. Every individual are unique and special, you know what I mean? So that's why you know, born there and grew up there, you know what I mean, it's a tough time, but I choose to be good into my heart, although there was a, you know, violent and killing and crime was going on around me. I stay inside of my soul.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean, I could carry on as a positive person and as a freedom fighter in my own way.
Oh yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, bless you.
Yabuno, could I ask you how did you get through those days when you were young? Like, what kept you busy? What kept you out of trouble?
Well, you know what I mean, as I say, you know what I mean, my dad died. I was 8 years old, and I have, you know what I mean, five sister, you know what I mean, and one brother, you know what I mean, three. And I'm in the middle, you know what I mean? So I got to, you know what I mean, take care of them, you know what I mean? As a, you know, dad in the home, and, you know what I mean? And Kingston is like a bad place, and, you know what I mean, gunmen, you know what I mean? So I you know, I have a choice, you know, to step up to the next level and be a guardians, you know what I mean, into the household. So, you know what I mean, even though, you know what I mean, I said before, it's a hard place to live, but if you have a positive input, an output of life, you could find a way to, you know what I mean, to get over it and stay strong and focus all the time, because if not, everything that you see other people do, are you going to do the same thing? You are your own person, so you choose what's best for you. So that's what I did, Ricky. I choose what's best for me, and I went inside me, winning me.
Did music help you get through it, or did you start that doing that? Did you start making music later in life?
Well, you know what I mean? I was going to church. I was a church boy, you know what I mean? I go to the choir. I was, you know what I mean?
In Jamaica.
I know all the Bible. I was like, you know, at Christmas time, I win a lot of present because I know all the Bible verses. And I was, you know what I mean? They have concert, and I was going on stage, and I was, you know what I mean, rehearsing all the Bible. So I win a lot of present, you know what I mean? So I know that I was a special person from that time, you know what I mean? Because I know that I was conscious enough to know all the Bible as a kid. I know what I mean? So, you know, it keep me, you know, to stay closer to the Creator than to get into vanity. I get into gangs, you know what I mean? I was doing other things to stay away from gangs and find myself. Yes, Ricky. Yes. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. And the music, you started while you were in Jamaica or when you came to Montreal?
No, I come to Canada. I was 17 years old. You know what I mean? I went to school here, and I started music in Canada. You know what I mean? But it was into my soul from a long time, but I was, you know what I mean, I put it aside and I focus on my clothing line, you know what I mean, because I got a brand of clothing too, you know what I mean, so, you know what I mean.
Rasta line, JRT, check it out.
JRT mean Ja Run Things. JRT, it mean Ja Run Things. Ja Run Things, yeah, you know what I mean. So you know what I mean, I was, you know, doing all kind of work on the clothing line, you know what I mean? It was so hard, you know what I mean? Because I was a go, take the bus from the old port to Charbonnel and come back with like 3-4 bags, you know what I mean? And my shoulder, you know what I mean? And at a point, I started to cry, you know what I mean? I was like, why am I working so hard? You know what I mean? I'm like a slave, you know what I mean? And the voice, it come to me and say, don't worry, someday you will understand why you're working so hard, you know? And no, I understand, because, and the brand is doing very well, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy, you know what I mean, that I work so hard, you know what I mean? I dedicate everything into the brand.
Definitely.
So after the brand, it reached a certain peak, I started doing my music after, you know what I mean? Because I love music since day one, you know what I mean? But I got to do the brand first, you know, because it's the hardest thing is to have a successful clothing line, you know what I mean? So it takes a lot of work and time.
Definitely. And what brought you to the brand? What brought you to designing clothes? Like, did you start that right when you got to Montreal at 17?
No.
There a certain journey that brought you there?
Yeah. It's really a crazy story, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? I came here, I know what I mean, at 17, and at 18 years old, you know what I mean, I meet some crew. I know what I mean, I thought, they told me that I should, you know what I mean, go there and make a lot of cash, because cash gonna make me successful and happy. So I went and I make a lot of cash, and I was empty into my soul. So I say, I thought having all this cash and everything I want, I'm gonna be happy. But it was far from the truth. So I speak with my crew. and I tell them, you know, guys, I'm going to leave, you know what I mean, because I'm not happy. I'm very sad. My soul is empty. So I'm leaving everything. And they say, you know what I mean? You are a good person and you're a good leader. So I'm going to keep your possession for 3 months because I know you're going to come back because the game is too sweet. And I told him, guy, honestly, I'm not coming back in the game. I'm leaving everything. I'm walking away from it all. And I'm going to start from zero, scratch again. So I walk away. I know what I mean. After 2 years of being close to God and everything, on my birthday, he told me, you know, you've been a good person, so I'm giving you this gift. He take this brand, call it this name, a male and a two-face, a male and a female face. As when Zach is like in it there, yeah?
Zach's pumping up the shirt right now.
Zach have the shirt on right now, yeah? A male and a female face, and call it Rasta Lingerie Design. And, you know, it's a hard, you know, way, but I was positive and I trust in the Creator because I have faith.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I take the brand and I never look back. I work hard.
Hell yeah.
I know what I mean. So that's how the brand started like that.
Definitely. Brought you out of a place of emptiness.
Yes.
And it's crazy. It takes a lot to step away from something like that. All the wealth, all the riches, that whole game.
It was, you know what I mean? My friend them say, you're crazy. How could you walk away from this sweet life? I say, bro, man, you know what I mean? I know. But me, I was lied to because I thought having all this cash, having all the girls that I want, I would be happy. But I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy at all. I was empty inside. You know what I mean? As I told you, I grew up in the church as a kid, so I know the feeling of love. I know the feeling what love is all about. You know what I mean? So I know that cash and those things, it wasn't that feeling of love. You know what I mean? So I got to maybe make a choice. And I make a choice to walk away from that and go back to zero and have faith that I'm going to climb back up again. So that's what I do.
Oh, yeah.
I keep my faith, and my faith leads me to where I am at this point because I give up everything to start from scratch again. I know, I mean, the energy and the universe is very real. You know what I mean? So it's like you, at some point in life, we all have a choice to make. We have to make choices that good for us. You know what I mean? Because I know if I was still in the game, I could be dead, no, or in jail, or kill somebody. So, you know what I mean? At that time, I made a choice. It was the perfect choice because my soul tell me, and I'm an inner person guy, and so I know what's right from wrong.
Definitely. That's a strong soul right there.
Yeah, old soul too.
Yeah, good old soul.
Old songs, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, God's soul, you know what I mean?
Definitely. It takes a lot, and some people can't do that, you know?
Well, you know what I mean? If you know yourself, you know what I mean? And you know who you are, and where you're coming from, and where you're going, you know what I mean? I know it's not easy, it's because people tell me, say, I'm not for real, because how could I do that, you know what I mean? How could you leave all those stuff to go to zero again? But as I said, there's choices in this world, and we have to make choices, you know what I mean? And that was a choice I made because I have faith and I trust in the Creator, God Almighty, Yahuwah, you know what I'm saying? I trust in Him, so I know that if He tell me something into my voice, into my mind, I believe in that word because, you know what I mean, He's my Creator, and He know me, and He know all of us. So I just obedient to the word of the Most High, you know? So, okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
You know what I mean? So on that note, I forsake everything, you know what I mean, because I have faith, and I walk away from a loss of cash, everything like that. I know after 3 months, you know what I mean, and the guy them called me and say, I need to see you, man. You know, we miss you because you're a good leader. And I said, guys, I made my choice, man. I love you guys, but I got to move on. I cannot be there because I'm not happy. You know what I mean? And to be in this world, you have to be happy to live. You know what I mean? So I wasn't happy. So I tell them, guys, I love you guys, but I got to carry on my way of life because I'm a man of Jah. You know what I mean? I love peace, inner peace. And that was my aim and my destiny, to have inner peace while I'm living in this world. You know what I mean? So that was a part of the journey.
Oh, yeah. It just takes some inner peace.
Yeah.
And I feel like we connected a lot over that, you know, when I was doing the show at the time. Spoke a lot about meditation and connecting with yourself. And I feel like that's what brought us together, you know, and we'd talk a lot about that type of stuff and really connect over it. So you have any good words for anyone out there?
Yeah, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you have to be yourself. You cannot, you know what I mean, follow anyone else, you know what I mean? Because we are individual and we are unique. So you have to walk into your own lane. You know what I mean? I have a song named Zone. I want to play it after from Zach. Zone.
You want to perform? You should perform it.
Okay, so you're okay.
You want to perform it?
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Zone.
Talk about it though. Yeah. I'll get it.
You know
up.
What I mean? It's, you know what I mean? It's, you know, I wrote this song 3 years ago, 2 years ago, you know what I mean? And it was, you know what I mean? A lot of things was happening around us. You know what I mean? And I was saying, you know what I mean? For we to get over this thing, we have to know which lane are we going to walk into. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of lane in this world. So as a human being, we have to choose which lane we want to be in. You know what I mean? So...